The Dodgers and Giants Tuesday welcome rookie Clay Bellinger to the show. We pick it up in the top of the fourth. It's a 1-0 Giants lead, but Yasiel Puig faces Ty Block with runners at first and second.
Puig bounces one up the middle into center for a base hit. Corey Seager comes home to tie the game at one on an RBI single from Yasiel Puig.
Turner, who singled to right, he's at third base, and Puig is at first. Each team with a run. Ground ball to first. Now Posey throws the second out at second. Now coming home and making it is Justin Turner. Posey threw to second to get the force out. Then Crawford tried to come to the plate.
And the Dodgers have taken a 2-1 lead. Here's the 1-2 to Crawford. And his fifth strikeout of the night. Two gone in the sixth. And he gets it with a strikeout of Hundley. Clayton Kershaw, 6 Ks tonight. Only strikeout there from Kershaw means you don't have to worry about the win. His 7th punch out of the game and 2 away in the 7th.
Jansen, a 2-out rally for the Giants here in the 8th. Dodgers nursing a precarious 2-1 lead. Posey's at 3rd, Samardzija leads off 1st. Jansen set, here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike 3. And that will end the inning. 95-mile-an-hour heater, too much for Belt.
Doesn't have a hit, but he's working on an on-base percentage.
3-0 green light and a cue shot to Arroyo at short. Throws on the move, and Cody Bellinger has his first major league hit. The top power prospect in baseball gets an infield single. He quick pitches him, and a ground ball up along first. Van Slyke steps on the bag, and the Dodgers have evened the series at a game apiece. 2-1 Giants in the opener, 2-1 Dodgers here in game 2.
This time it's the Dodgers picking up a 2-1 victory over the Giants on Tuesday, after the Giants won by that same score on Monday night. Clayton Kershaw now 4-1, throwing 7 innings of 1-run ball, 1 walk, and striking out 7. The Dodgers end a 4-game losing streak against the Giants and 6 in a row at AT&T Park with a 2-1 win on Tuesday. Here's the reaction from manager Dave Roberts.
I think it was, I don't want to be too over the top, but obviously the compete, but the will, and it was a courageous effort. It really was, because after that first hit of the game, takes a ball off the calf, and there was a little bit of cramping or tightness. And, you see him run down the line, his first at bat, and, I thought his calf gave way. So, he refused to come out of the game. And, there were some things that out of his control, defensively. But for him to keep his focus and continue to compete and get guys out, give us length, and, go 7 innings, I can't say enough about that effort, and we needed it tonight.
When he pulled up lame running to first, was it directly related to being hit in the calf in that first at bat?
It was, and it was one of those where he was going to try for more to get down the line, as he's always trying to hustle down the line, and as he was trying to get for more, he felt it and just kind of gave up on it and didn't want to try to push it for fear of straining it. So obviously that was a good decision, and I had a watchful eye on him, those entire 7 innings, and just making sure, even with the fronts, that I think if it was the back leg, I don't know if he could have kept going, but it was the front, his land leg, but still to be able to not be able to get over on his front side, that was kind of my fear, because then it might lead to something else injury-wise, but he felt confident, the training staff felt confident, but again, it was courageous effort.
Is it considered a cramp? Is it a contusion? What is he dealing with?
I think it's a contusion, and obviously when it's cold out there, it starts to tighten up, and then you're worried about a strain. So the training staff rubbed it out, put some heat on it, put a wrap on it, and so we kept checking with him each inning, and he still felt good to go back out there.
Anytime you see him not perfectly okay physically, do you hold your breath?
I do, and I think that, Honey or... I think Farhan, it's just when he pitches, I heard it before, it's one of our most stressful days, because it's a day that, when he pitches, we need to win. And obviously in the first inning, the first hit or something like that happens, then it affects a lot of things that night and the next day. So for him to give us 7 innings was huge.
How way the offense responded to pick him up?
Yeah, you know what? I thought that there's not a whole lot of familiarity with Tyler, and the kid pitched well and competed, and they went to their bullpen and matched up with us, but we got some big hits when we needed.
The infield single from Cody Bellinger, it doesn't matter, it's a line drive in the box score.
It is, you know, and it was interesting to see. If I don't know if I would have given them the 3-0 green light if we didn't have the lead, but, you know, right there I felt, I knew it was going to be a big swing, and so he let it eat and cued it, but he got down that line. He was sniffing that hit. So, yeah, it's a line drive in the book, so he got the first one out of the way.
Did you like the aggression from JT to score on Adrian's goal?
I do. And I think that just says, you know, something about the player where, you know, last night he makes an aggressive play, gets to second base. Then, again, he makes an aggressive play and gets thrown out to end the game last night. But continues to play the game the way it's supposed to be played. And today, to get the lead off third base, to read the throw to second base to Crawford, and to still try to advance to home and make Crawford make a perfect throw to get him, that was obviously the deciding run, and credit to JT.
Dave, Clayton's body language when mistakes are happening on the infield, the run scores, you can see his body language. Does that set the tone for guys to say, hey, let's pick it up? He doesn't have to say anything necessarily.
I think so. You know, he's already intense the day he walks into the clubhouse on his start day. And, you know, he knew what this game meant for us, and it was a must-win for us. We needed to win this game. And, you know, some of the things that were going on, we needed to, you know, turn the focus up a little bit. Because, you know, when you're talking about pitchers and pitch counts and things like that, every out's important. And so it affects the pen and also that day starter. So Clayton obviously was a little bit frustrated, but that's to compete.
Let's get the reaction from closer Kenley Jansen, who picked up the final four outs of the game as the Dodgers beat the Giants 2-1.
Man, I'm always motivated to face Posey. I know he's one of the best hitters in the game. So every time I go in there, you know, it's just, you're going to face the best. So, you know, I want to go after him. And, you know, he keep continuing to put the ball good in the plates. That's what a good hitter does.
So you have back-to-back singles, so you're dealing with some traffic there in the eighth, but you get Brandon Belt, a guy that has a minimal average against you, 250 average to strike out. What was the approach there?
Well, the approach is just continue to attack with my best stuff. Try to see, you know, if you're going to chase elevation, and, you know, sometimes, you know, you just got to go through stuff like that. So, you know, and you can't be afraid to throw behind the crown, behind the count. So that's why I feel like I do the best. I'm not afraid to throw behind the count. So I'm just going to make sure he keep chasing. If not, I'm just going to try to bring it in the zone.
In the ninth inning, you looked much more like yourself, a 1-2-3 inning. Where was the aggressiveness coming from? What made it so much easier in the ninth?
Man, that's a good team. Don't let that team fool you. They might be struggling right now, but, you know, that's a really good team. So, you know, anytime I'm going to face them, you know, I just got to, you know, bring my A game on them.
Cody Bellinger makes his Major League Baseball debut. What do you remember about yours, and did you tell him anything about his first day in the bigs?
You know what? I didn't tell him anything. I was happy for him when I saw him. You know, sometimes you need guys like that to just come, you know, young guys come and get that team going. So, you know, we're happy to have him here, and, you know, he got his first hit, and now he got that out of the way. Now he just got to continue to play hard now.
What do you remember about yours?
Strikeout Pagan, I think, 3-pitch, I think, against the Mets, so. That was pretty nice.
Nice save tonight. Thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.
On Wednesday, the Dodgers will send left-hander Alex Wood to the mound at 1-0 with a 3.29 ERA.